Today is Wednesday, May 8th. The title for our devotional is The Kingdom Has Come. Remember, this week we're talking about the power of the Spirit to deliver from the demonic. Jesus' ministry was empowered by the Spirit, and he cast out many demons in his three-year ministry. So let's continue to read about one of those events that we started yesterday in Matthew 12, verses 22 to 30. It says, "Then a demon-oppressed man who was blind and mute was brought to him, and he healed him so that the man spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, 'Can this be the son of David?' But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, 'It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons.' Knowing their thoughts, he said to them, 'Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can someone enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? Then indeed he may plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." So Jesus here challenges the Pharisees' assertion that he cast out demons by Satan's power on two fronts. First, he challenges the assertion on a logical front. A kingdom or a house or a city divided against itself simply cannot stand. It doesn't work that way, right? It simply doesn't make sense that Satan would cast out his own demons. Secondly, now in verse 27, he challenges their assertion by questioning their authority to cast out demons. The Jewish exorcists, they cast out demons through rituals like music, burning incense, relics, invoking the name of Solomon and other patriarchs of the faith. We see examples of this in 1 Samuel 16, 14 to 17, when Saul is plagued by an evil spirit and they call David in to play beautiful music for him. We see it in Acts 19, which we'll read about on Friday in the Sons of Sceva. We see it in Tobit 8, 1 through 3. We see it in Josephus. He mentions one such process in his Antiquities. The Chosen's depiction of this in the first episode of season 1 seems to be pretty accurate. There, a Jewish rabbi, Nicodemus, he attempts to cast out demons from Mary Magdalene using incense and invoking the names of the patriarchs. So the Pharisees, they cast out demons. So why would we assume then that Jesus can only do so through the power of Satan, is what he's getting at. And therefore, they would be the judges on these Pharisees' assertion. The difference is that Jesus does not need the other rituals. He has authority in himself, in his own name, to cast them out. This is what freaks out the Pharisees and makes them feel threatened. In verse 28, Jesus gets to the heart of the matter and our key theme for this week. Jesus cast out demons with such authority and power because he does so through the Holy Spirit of God. The Pharisees will do anything to not accept this conclusion because of the resulting conclusion, which Jesus mentions as well. If Jesus cast them out by the Spirit of God, that means that he is the Messiah and the kingdom of God is here and that he has brought the kingdom of God. They wanted to avoid that conclusion at all costs, so they came up with wild assertions to avoid it. Jesus then describes this advancement of the kingdom of God into the devil's domain of earth as tying up the strong man to plunder his house. Jesus has arrived, and his kingdom is invading what was once the kingdom of the devil. He's setting the oppressed free. He's proclaiming freedom to the prisoners of Satan. Because of the perfect righteousness of Jesus, his death and resurrection, he has defeated Satan and the kingdom of darkness. He has bound him. So although Satan is a defeated enemy, he is not yet completely incapacitated. This Jesus will accomplish in full upon his return at the full establishment of his kingdom on earth. In the meantime, Christians can experience this freedom from the demonic that Jesus has brought us in the power of the Spirit. Yet the devil must be resisted, as we see in Ephesians 6, 10 to 17, in James 4, 7, and in 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9. And sometimes Christians need to be delivered. In verse 30, Jesus reminds them that neutrality is not an option with him. The image of gathering and scattering is like a shepherding one, not a harvesting one. So imagine, like, the sheep either come to him when he calls, or they scatter and run from him. Right? The Pharisees were scattering from him, and the people who were beginning to believe that he was the Messiah, they were gathering to him. So what we've seen today is that the advancement of God's kingdom into the world means in part the defeat of darkness and evil spiritual beings. The implications of this, I think, are more than we can ever fully realize. So to spend some time today thanking and praising God for the advancement of his kingdom into this dark domain of this world, Thank Jesus for revealing God to us, for bringing and being the light of the world. Pray, as our Lord has taught us to, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pray for the continued advancement of God's kingdom and the dismantling of the evil spiritual forces here on earth.